These right here are YouTubers named Matt and Andy, who run the channel Finders Beepers History Seekers. In March 2023, they uploaded a chilling video titled "Scary Abandoned House Had a Body Under the Bed." Their channel is dedicated to urban exploration, where they frequently share footage of their thrilling adventures in mysterious abandoned locations. What sets their channel apart from other urban exploration channels is their dog named Bear. They always bring him along on their explorations and even equip him with his own GoPro camera to record moments they might otherwise overlook. This unique perspective not only showcases Bear's adventures, but also adds an extra layer of charm and intrigue to their videos. In this particular video, the trio ventured into an abandoned house located somewhere in the UK. As they entered the house, they discovered various items including old history books, kitchen utensils, and other household artifacts. Up until that point, everything seemed fairly normal. However, about 30 minutes into their exploration, they stumbled upon something very strange.
Where's he gone in here? What have you found, Bear? I wonder if it's that curtain flapping around in wind, because you just never know with things like that. Oh, it's good in here though. But look at it. And then that's... Why has that got a lock on it there for a bathroom cabinet? That makes no sense at all. Bear, you're just causing so much bother. What the f***? Someone has definitely just run down those stairs. Where is he, Ben? Hello? Hello?
Ben's chicken.
Hello? That weren't just my imagination, that, were it?
I thought it were him.
No, because it was stuck with yours. Hello? We're not secure. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to hurt you. Urban explorers. Just having a look round.
As they heard footsteps echoing down the stairs, they immediately went down to investigate. At one point, they called out to whoever was inside, assuring them that they were merely there to explore and meant no harm to anyone. After receiving no response, they continued to investigate the source of the mysterious footsteps.
I'm gonna have to watch it back. That was definitely somebody running down the stairs. 100% that was someone running down the stairs. I feel sick, Andy. That were horrible.
There's only one way in and one way out.
I know there is.
Get through a window, but we'd be heading, wouldn't we?
Don't say that, because that means that they're still in here. I'm fucking freaked. I feel sick. I feel sick. That's the way in and out. They must have scrambled through there like mega fast. They've got to be pretty thin, because it's not easy to get in and out of either. What have you found, Bear? What are you looking for? I don't know what to do now. Because you've put me on, it's your fault. You've put me on edge.
Why no, is it my fault?
No, I mean, you've put me on edge because you're like, they can't have got out of there that quick. Bear, what are you doing? He's covered in cobwebs. Do you know the way of doing this? We can watch his footage back. I'll have to do it on his camera.
Yeah.
Come on.
After searching thoroughly and finding no one inside, Matt came up with a smart idea to check the GoPro footage from their dog. To their shock, just moments before they heard footsteps coming down the stairs, the camera had captured something very disturbing. To their surprise, there was actually someone hiding under the bed in the second floor bedroom, and you can clearly see parts of their face and hands before the dog runs away. After this disturbing discovery, Matt and Andy stayed in the house for an additional 20 minutes, contemplating whether to leave or remain inside, all while feeling on edge the entire time. And it must have been incredibly scary to review the footage and realize that someone had been watching them the entire time.
Oh my god, guys, I'm back to where I think I'm safe. Oh my god, I'm back to where I was parked at. Oh my god. That. Nobody's following me. I don't see anybody. That's freaking terrifying. I just kept playing this game in my head. So is this paranormal? Is this someone in here messing with me? I think I got my answer.
This is a YouTuber named John, who in August 2019 uploaded a rather disturbing video titled "Abandoned Occult Mansion Exploration Gone Wrong" on his channel, Exploration Unknown. He frequently uploads footage of his adventures exploring abandoned buildings, captivating his audience with thrilling narratives and creepy discoveries. In this video, John takes things to a whole new level by visiting the infamous Devil's Elbow. For those who may not know, Devil's Elbow is a haunted mansion located in a small community just south of Port Elgin in Ontario, Canada, according to John. The name Devil's Elbow originated originates from the legend of an occult high priest who once lived in the mansion. The townspeople believed that paranormal activity surrounded the mansion due to the occult rituals conducted by the priest. Since then, the mansion has remained abandoned. As soon as John set out on his solo exploration of the occult mansion at night, things didn't go as he had anticipated. Just 5 minutes into the video, he began to hear strange noises coming from upstairs. However, the sounds mysteriously quieted down as soon as he went upstairs to investigate.
Okay, guys, I think I've been hearing stuff upstairs, but I'm hoping, and I mean this, I really hope that it's paranormal and not someone freaking in here. Hello? I'm not here to bother you. Is anybody in here? I thought I heard a man's voice. When I first came in here, it sounded like somebody walking up here. My keys are making noises. Freaking somebody down there, dude. Come on, quit messing with me. I'm just trying to freaking, I'll leave. There's somebody else in here. Now that I've got myself in a bad situation. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. I'll freaking out of here.
As John walked around upstairs, he heard the noises again, this time even louder. He started to think that someone else might be in the mansion playing tricks on him. He shouted that he was only there to explore and didn't want to disturb anyone. But the person or thing making the noise didn't answer and kept hiding. The noises stopped for a few minutes, but then something truly disturbing happened.
Oh God, I'm freaking terrified right now. I just want to figure out. I don't know if this is paranormal. I surely think somebody's in here, but I feel stupid for freaking. Oh my God. Hello? This floor don't feel very good. This floor don't feel. Oh my God, freaking ladder. Hello? Is there somebody here? I'm not here to bother or rob anything. I was just here exploring. I thought it was a bait.
Oh my God!
Oh, oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh shit! Oh. Oh God! Turn away! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
To John's shock, he heard a man's voice screaming, "I'm going to kill you." Fearful for his life, he dashed out of the mansion without looking back. It's still uncertain who was inside the house, how long they had been observing him, or whether they meant harm or were just joking around. Numerous comments on John's video indicate that it was probably just a squatter or a homeless person trying to warn him because they didn't want any visitors. However, since John left before he could identify anyone, this mystery might remain unsolved.
Look at this. This will make a good thumbnail.
In May of 2023, a YouTuber named Chris Hill uploaded a pretty terrifying video titled Exploring Abandoned Robert Fulton Elementary School on his channel Urbex Hill. His channel is mainly dedicated to urban exploration, and he frequently uploads footage of his disturbing experiences in various abandoned locations. In this particular video, Chris explores an abandoned school known as Robert Fulton Elementary School, located in Cleveland, Ohio. The building is over 92 years old and has been abandoned for more than 13 years. This neighborhood is notorious for crime and is considered one of the roughest areas in Cleveland. In the video, Chris decided to explore this school alone at midnight. As he navigates through the building, he shows his viewers the extent of damage and decay inside. While venturing deeper into the school, Chris hears a strange noise coming from one of the classrooms, but he doesn't find anyone else inside and goes back to his exploration. However, after about 15 minutes into his visit, as he makes his way into the basement, he discovers evidence suggesting that someone else might be in the building with him. At that moment, he suddenly hears a loud noise coming from one of the rooms, and this is when things take a very disturbing turn.
That scared me. I thought that was a like a body laying there. I'm tripping. Look at this. This will make a good thumbnail. What the f***? Why is that door like that? What the hell? I think somebody's in there. Somebody put this in front of the door. Somebody's in there.
Upon hearing a loud banging noise, Chris realizes he is not alone. As he steps into one of the classrooms to investigate, he discovers a creepy message written on the whiteboard that reads, "Don't explore alone." Additionally, there is a sign on the door that reads, "Keep out." Despite these disturbing warnings urging him to leave, Chris decides to enter anyway. As he makes his way inside, he finds more evidence indicating that someone is indeed living there. This is when Chris encounters something truly disturbing.
Somebody's been living in here.
After hearing the terrifying scream, Chris, afraid for his life, quickly runs out of the building, hoping the man isn't chasing him. If you look closely at the footage, you can see what appears to be parts of his feet when Chris pulled back the curtain in his room. Despite the terrible condition of the abandoned school, someone was living there, to make matters even more disturbing. While Chris was watching back the footage later that night, he discovered something even more alarming. When he first entered the building, his GoPro had captured something he hadn't noticed before. In the footage, a man's shadow can be seen in the distance walking into one of the rooms. It's unclear if this was the same person who screamed at Chris or someone else entirely, but given the loud bangs and strange noises Chris experienced during his visit, it's likely that the man was watching him the whole time. Fortunately, Chris managed to escape the potentially dangerous situation safely, and as of the time this video was uploaded, he has not returned to the abandoned school.
I need to get out of here. Try and work out his call. All right. Off. Hello?
In March 2020, a British YouTuber named Adam uploaded a rather disturbing video where he investigated an abandoned murder house on his channel, Adam Mark Explores. His channel mainly focuses on urban exploration, and he frequently posts footage of his strange encounters in various abandoned locations throughout the UK. In this particular video, Adam decided to explore an abandoned murder house, which is also known as Sally's Murder House, located in Macclesfield, England. According to the legend, a young girl named Sally was murdered in the house and later buried in the woods nearby. This house is considered one of the most haunted mansions in England and has been linked to paranormal activity for many years. Adam begins the video by exploring various rooms in the house and shows his viewers the creepy graffiti and warnings displayed on the walls. Throughout his exploration, he mentions that the house is in poor condition and has been left abandoned for quite some time. After investigating the lower level, he chose to go upstairs. As he was making his way up, he suddenly heard a loud noise coming from one of the rooms he had just left. And this is when things started to take a very disturbing turn.
This is very Amityville. Sally's in the woods. He's f***ing up through the wall. Oh my god. The blue ball in there. This is disgustingly scary, this house. Bad vibes. But we'll just make our way down, because that's downstairs there. Wow, this is strange. Look at these old wardrobes. Right, we'll have a little bit of fun, guys. What film does this house remind you of? Let me know in the comments. Because I know what I'm getting. I've said it three times. Right, tell me if you're here. Anything, and I'm not just freaking out on my own. We're just gonna check up the upstairs. F off, f off, f off. Hello? The f was that?
After hearing the loud noise, Adam quickly went downstairs to investigate, but he unfortunately found nothing. To make things even more disturbing, after Adam released the video, his viewers noticed something that he had overlooked while exploring. Several comments on his video pointed out that the blue ball in the center of the room hadn't been there when Adam initially explored the room, and that Adam might have seen the same ball again on the top floor. But he was completely unaware of any of this and continued with his exploration. As he was attempting to understand the source of the loud noise he had just heard, he suddenly hears water flooding into the basement.
Right, let's head downstairs now and find out what that bloody running water is. No way. I've sussed out what that is. Oh my god. Someone's flooding the basement. Oh my god. Who the f's done that? Guys, my head's gone now. Somebody's flooded the basement. Don't even know what you'd do about that. There's not even any wind. But this is the last room. Oh, my head's gone. Just another utility room. And then back up. Right, let's get out of here and try and work out who to call.
After observing the water flood into the basement, Adam became overwhelmed with paranoia and anxiety over what he was witnessing, leading him to decide to call it a night. However, leaving the house wasn't going to be as simple as he'd anticipated. While he was heading down the stairs to exit the house, he was startled by the sound of a piano coming from one of the rooms.
Right, so that's I need to work out who to ring to sort that flood out, and I'm hearing some weird shit, man. I need to get out of here. Try and work out who's call. Right. Off. Hello? Off. Fuck this. Dig out.
After hearing someone play the piano, Adam rushes into the room to see who was pressing the keys, but yet again, he finds no one there. Disturbed by these strange encounters, Adam, afraid for his life, ultimately decides to leave the house. The mystery of how the blue ball ended up in the middle of the room, along with the source of the loud bang and the piano playing, remains unsolved, as Adam never discovered the truth behind any of these strange encounters.
Oh God, someone's right out there. What do I do? Oh my God. He had something in his hand too. It must have been a gun.
This right here is a YouTuber named Jared Coker, who in March of 2022 uploaded a video titled Caught and Arrested at an Abandoned Factory on his channel Jared Coker Urbex. His channel is dedicated to exploring abandoned locations, and he frequently uploads footage of his disturbing encounters while visiting various abandoned places across the United States. In this particular video, Jared explored an abandoned pet food factory located in Wichita, Kansas. At the start of the video, he climbed through a window to enter the facility and showcased the various machinery and equipment that had been left behind. While exploring, he did not encounter anything out of the ordinary and seemed to be entirely alone inside. However, about 15 minutes into his exploration, Jared spotted a red car approaching the factory and entering through the gates. This is when things started to take a very disturbing turn.
Uh-oh. There's a car right there. Oh, they're out of their car. Oh, they're coming in the gate. They're coming in the gate. On second thought, I might just want to wrap this up a little quicker here. I want to see where he goes, though. Yeah, if I'm going to leave here, I'm going to need to know exactly where he's headed towards. He's really coming all the way in here. He's opening the second gate. Now I'm really concerned. He's gonna go around where I can't see him. I really do gotta get out of here now. I don't like that.
After observing a red car go through both gates, it's evident that the man intends to enter the factory. In a state of panic, Jared searches for a way out of the building without drawing attention. Unfortunately, the car drives around the building and goes out of sight, implying that the man could suddenly appear and confront or ambush Jared at any time. However, Jared spots the man and realizes he is holding a firearm as he approaches the main entrance.
Oh God, someone's right out there. Gunshot? I think it was. He had something in his hand too. It must have been a gun. I can't see him anywhere. Now we're going back down to the first floor. No, don't make sounds. No.
The worst thing is I don't know where he is. I've got several different possible ways I could get out of here, but I don't know which side he's on, so I don't know which sides to avoid.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I think we just have to go for it.
After hearing a loud gunshot, Jared made every effort to escape without attracting attention. Unfortunately, he couldn't find a proper route to escape and decided to leave anyway. After climbing out of the window he had entered earlier, it seemed that Jared had successfully avoided the armed man. However, just when he thought he was safe, the man ambushed him.
Whoa, whoa.
Stop right there.
Whoa.
Who else was with you?
Oh, it's just me. You scared me to death.
Okay, get over there now.
What?
Sit down. Give you handcuffs. Put them on. Got it? Either I put them on or you can put them on. Take your pick. Okay?
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen is the police is going to come and then you take your name and they'll get you for criminal trespassing. It's nothing these days. A lot better than me, isn't it?
Was that what I heard?
Yeah.
What you
See, people I down. If they run, you There you go. Don't you see, like, something says, a use of deadly force? What do you think that is?
I thought that was kid spray paint.
No, that's me. Nobody else is with you, right?
No, it's just me.
Okay. I just don't want, you know, they say, wait, they scare me, I'll in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's life. We'll get in a little red car. Let's drive up here. Set everything out. Police will come. And they'll give you a little ticket.
An armed individual suddenly appeared out of the bushes, just when Jared was about to leave. The man took Jared hostage and demanded that he put on handcuffs. Disturbingly, the man even casually stated that he would have shot Jared if he had attempted to run. It's hard to determine if the man was mentally stable, which is extremely alarming given that he was armed. At one point, the man ordered Jared to enter his car, and Jared complied out of fear. Although he didn't record that moment, Jared later updated his viewers and mentioned that it took the police nearly 2 hours to arrive. When the police finally came, they noticed two kids approaching the factory while they were investigating. Shockingly, the armed man threatened to shoot them if he saw them inside the factory, right in front of the police. Unfortunately, this threat became a reality. While Jared was being taken into custody for trespassing, the police received a report that the two individuals had been shot at the factory. The man was later arrested and identified as 62-year-old Ken Thomas. Despite shooting at the two kids, he was only sentenced to 2 years of probation. Since that day, Jared has not returned to the abandoned factory.
Little table there, a few bits. Up in that wardrobe.
I'll just squeeze in front of you.
Can I
help you?
Oh my God! F***ing hell! Oh you're alive!
You are?
F***ing hell, man.
These right here are two British YouTubers named Chris and Meg, who in March of 2022 uploaded a rather disturbing video titled Every Urban Explorer's Nightmare on their channel Back in Time MC. Their channel mainly focuses on urban exploration, where they often share footage of their adventures exploring various abandoned places across the UK. In this particular video, Chris and Meg chose to explore an abandoned farmhouse situated somewhere in the UK. They begin their exploration by showing their viewers the terrible condition of the house, with the floor littered with leaves and cobwebs, alongside finding a few dead animals on the ground, indicating that the farmhouse has been completely abandoned and neglected for a long time. However, they do come across a brand new light bulb in one of the rooms, suggesting that someone may have been there recently. As the two YouTubers proceed with their exploration, they choose to venture into the upstairs bedroom. This is when they stumble upon something very disturbing.
Come into the main hallway area here. So we'll come into this bedroom here. And wow. What an absolute beauty this place is. Try to get the light a bit better on there, but look at that bed. The old cinema frame. So they've still got the old bag. That's what the old people use these days, don't they? Get all the shopping in. Little table there with a few bits. Up in that wardrobe.
I'll just squeeze in front of you. Can I help you?
Oh my God! F***ing hell!
Oh
you're alive!
You are?
F***ing hell, man.
You live in here. You can't live in here. Yeah?
No!
We can't.
We thought it was abandoned. We thought it was abandoned.
You can't live in here.
Holy shit, are you okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We thought.
How did you get in?
There's a window there's a window that's open downstairs.
Well, you're open.
Yeah, it's an open window. What we do, we We do videos
of like old farmhouses because we're really interested in them.
Oh.
We thought it was abandoned because of the.
No.
You live in it.
Oh no.
Why do you live in here? Is there nowhere you can go and look at it? Do you not think it's a bit.
When Chris initially walked into the room, he didn't realize that an elderly woman was asleep in the bed. It was only when Meg entered and made a loud noise that the woman woke up, startling both of them. Although her face is blurred out for privacy reasons, it's evident that she is quite old. As Chris and Meg tried to understand why someone would be living in such poor conditions, the woman introduced herself as Jane and mentioned that she had no other place to stay and no family members to help her. Intrigued by what they were witnessing, they spent the next 15 minutes talking to her to understand her living situation.
Have you not got family?
No.
You haven't?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I haven't got anybody.
You literally scared the life out of me.
What do you think we can do to help you?
I don't know whether you can help me or not. But I've not got any kids and not got any grandkids.
Whose farm is this then? So is this not your farm then?
No.
It's not your house?
No.
So do you know... Do you just live here then?
Yeah.
What about food? How do you eat?
Bread?
How do you eat food?
Yeah.
Do you eat food?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can't live in a place like this. Do the people in the barn know you staying here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Do they bring you food in that?
But yeah, they do, yeah.
Okay.
They do, yeah. What happened was, I came here to help somebody.
Okay.
And this is only for a week I'm coming.
Yeah.
And that was 1993.
Oh, God.
Wow, so you've been here
that's
nearly 30 years.
That's years. Just, yeah.
Nearly 30 years, Jesus.
Is that how long you stayed in here then?
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's anything that we can come and give to you, so we're only down the road.
Do you need any food or anything?
What? If we can come and drop something off on Monday or something for you, anything like they're your slippers.
Yeah.
Do you want some new slippers? Do you need some new slippers? Do you need anything?
We'll get you some new slippers and some nice blankets.
No, I'm alright for blankets.
Yeah, but look at them, they're horrible.
Yeah.
Jane revealed that she has been living in the abandoned farmhouse since 1993, which is almost 30 years. Despite Chris and Meg's offers to provide her with food, clean clothes, and sheets, she hesitated to accept their help, insisting that she was fine in her current living situation. She mentioned that although the farmhouse isn't hers, the workers there bring her food and water daily. Chris and Meg agreed to visit her again soon, but a caption in their video revealed a rather disturbing narrative. Chris did some research and found that the farmer not only knows Jane but also lives with her. Despite these terrible conditions, Jane chooses to remain in the house. Additionally, it appears Jane may not have been completely truthful, as she claimed to have no one else besides the farmer, while it was revealed that she has a husband, who checks on her regularly, and has a brother who also tries to help her. However, Jane is hesitant to accept help from either of them. After learning about her circumstances, Chris reached out to Adult Social Services, which acknowledged they were aware of Jane, but could not share additional information. Sadly, there haven't been any new updates regarding Jane, and it's probable that future visitors to the farmhouse will meet her in the same way that Chris and Meg did. This is a YouTuber named Chris Hill who in July 2023 uploaded a video on his channel, Urbex Hill, in which he recorded footage of his disturbing encounter while exploring an abandoned church. Chris's channel mainly focuses on documenting his creepy experiences at various abandoned locations. In this video, Chris chose to visit Holton Avenue to film the abandoned church and the surrounding buildings. For those unfamiliar with the area, it is recognized as a particularly creepy street in Cleveland, as it is entirely deserted and abandoned. In the early 1900s, the first Hungarian Baptist church was constructed there, but it eventually fell into neglect and was left abandoned, along with the other buildings on the street. In April 2016, the remains of a woman named Jessica Coleman were discovered there after she had gone missing, and sadly, her attacker was never identified. As Chris entered the abandoned church to film, he observed creepy graffiti, shattered glass, and deteriorating walls. While exploring the basement, Chris found evidence indicating that someone had recently been inside the church. He also positioned several cameras throughout the building to capture various perspectives, and about 10 minutes into his exploration, one of the cameras on the main floor recorded something very disturbing.
That's an animal.
Chris initially suspected that an animal was responsible for the strange noises echoing through the church. However, his suspicions were quickly dismissed when he heard a loud door slam coming from upstairs. Realizing that someone might be in the church with him, Chris began to search the area, but he found no one. Feeling unsafe, he decided to step outside and explore the other buildings on the street. To his surprise, the surrounding houses were in even worse condition than the church. Many of the houses looked as though they could collapse at any moment. Chris, however, decided to investigate the most damaged house in the area. About 30 minutes into his exploration, he decided to venture down into the basement. It was at this moment that he stumbled upon something terrifying.
There's a basement. Oh, that looks creepy as f**k. This is sketchy. This cannot be safe. Find a body down here. It actually looks like it's just underneath the house. It's not really a basement. Still creepy. Sorry. Didn't know nobody lived there. Shit. It smelled like piss. I knew somebody was in there.
As Chris entered the basement, he heard a sound coming from the ground floor, prompting him to quickly get out. When he returned upstairs to investigate, a person holding a baseball bat suddenly pulled back the curtains, afraid for his life. Chris quickly apologized and ran out of the house. Despite the horrible state of the supposedly abandoned house, he realized that someone was indeed living there. The individual was likely a homeless person or a squatter who didn't want him around. It remains uncertain whether this was the same individual who had slammed the door earlier at the church, or if it was a different person. This unexpected encounter took Chris by surprise, ultimately leading him to decide to leave the area for good.
And this is why I'm going to show you something that you've probably never seen before in a video. I've never come across it. I've always been worried about something like this happening. And then it did.
In February 2020, a YouTuber named Rhythm Rider uploaded a video titled Exploring the Saddest Abandoned Time Capsule House featuring his exploration partner Jay Clarks. His channel mostly features him exploring various abandoned buildings across North America. In the video, Rhythm explores a house once owned by an elderly woman who had sadly passed away. As he navigates through the rooms, he noticed that most of her possessions remain untouched, suggesting that the house has not yet fallen victim to looters or squatters. The calendars they discovered show that the house has been empty since August 2018. However, only a few minutes into their visit, Rhythm and Jay stumble upon something deeply sad and disturbing.
And as you can see, this is a time capsule. Everything is left behind. Things are a bit of a mess. There are squirrels in here. When we came up to this place, we knew there was something special about it. We didn't realize what we were going to find. It's pretty disturbing, pretty sad, but it's part of the story of life, and we really wanted to show you guys this. So the calendar here is August 2018. As I was saying, guys, the woman that lived here, she was a feisty lady. She had lots of hobbies, including knitting and all sorts of stuff.
The two explorers find a variety of items, such as beautiful tableware, silverware, woven tapestries, and a fully stocked bar. Intrigued by everything they have found, they make their way upstairs. This is when they find something truly disturbing.
And this is why I'm going to show you something that you've probably never seen before in a video. I've never come across it. I've always been worried about something like this happening. And then it did. When we walked in here, we took a few steps in the door, and we saw this on the ground. Now, for those who can't figure that, figure out what that is a body stain. And you can see right there, there's a walker. So, unfortunately, it seems that the woman who had lived here had taken a bad fall, landed on the floor, and that's where she expired, unfortunately. It's extremely, extremely sad to us. It's been one of my biggest fears, and it took us a long time to get in, to actually figure out what we're gonna do here. You know, despite it feeling weird, we figured we still need to tell the story because this is a good reminder to everybody that you need to check on your loved ones. It seemed this woman had passed and was laying here for God knows how long before she was found. So check in on your loved ones, guys.
In the middle of the hallway, a body stain lies next to a walker, indicating that the elderly woman likely suffered a serious fall and was unable to get up. Tragically, she passed away and her body decomposed before anyone could reach her. It's truly heartbreaking to witness the circumstances of her passing. Later in the video, Rhythm delivers an important message to check in on your loved ones whenever possible, as no one deserves to pass away in such a manner. Since 2020, neither Rhythm nor Jay have returned to that location.
Is there someone there?
Someone there?
Let's see what it is. It might be. It might need help.
Hello?
Who?
Hello?
What?
Go! 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 Go!
In April of 2022, a YouTuber named Tom uploaded a rather disturbing video titled Chased by a Man Inside an Abandoned Hospital on his channel Exploring with Tom. His channel focuses on urban exploration, where he often shares footage of his eerie and unsettling encounters while investigating different abandoned locations throughout the UK. In this particular video, Tom and his three friends chose to explore an abandoned hospital known as the Ridgeley Hospital, located in Lancaster. For anyone who is not familiar with the Ridgeley Hospital, this hospital was the first psychiatric facility in the UK introducing therapies such as electroconvulsive therapy and other modern methods. It was regarded as a pioneering site for the humane treatment of mental health patients and operated for almost 100 years. Unfortunately, the hospital experienced a period of decline and ultimately shut down in 2013. In the video, Tom and his friends explored the site in the middle of the night. During their exploration, they were extremely obnoxious and completely unaware of their surroundings, which isn't the smartest approach when exploring into an abandoned building. As they continued fooling around, they suddenly heard a loud noise coming from one of the rooms, and this is when things started to get very disturbing.
Don't f***ing run!
No, do you reckon anybody's here, genuinely?
I don't.
Is anyone here?
Can you make a bang for us?
What the f***? That's something getting thrown.
Man, this is f***ing insane.
I swear something's been thrown. I swear I seen out the corner of my eye.
No, I'm going home.
We appreciate it.
Was that something in? Do you hear that bang again?
You've said... Man, this is insane. We've never had this.
Hey, ask her to do it again.
Something moving at the other end.
I don't know. Hello?
I will start crying, I swear.
Come on, do it again! No, I don't like it. No, I'm not scared of you.
What's
I am scared of you.
I think someone is here now, to be honest with you.
Upon hearing a loud crash from one of the rooms, the four explorers chose to investigate the source of the noises. They called out to see if anyone was in the building, and this is when things started to take a turn for the worse.
Right, Dan, go up on this part. Let's investigate more, see what we can get.
Right,
man.
Oh, no. What?
What the fuck is that?
Turn your lights off, turn your lights off. What?
Holy sh**. Yo, what the f***? Someone's here.
Who the f*** is that?
Someone's here.
Who did the skirt?
Is someone there?
Someone there?
Let's see what it is. It might be. It might need help.
Hello?
Who?
Hello?
What?
Go! 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 Yo! Tom! Yo! Man, hurry up! Man! What the
f***?
Don't! Hurry up! Get out! Slam the door! Hurry up! He's coming! What do you want? Go. Lock the doors.
Wait a second.
What?
Lock the doors.
Man, we can't wait. Lock the f***ing doors. He's there. What the f***? He's right there. What the f***?
As soon as one of Tom's friends called out to whoever was in there, a man can be heard screaming from inside the room. Fearing for their lives, Tom and his friends quickly run back to their car. Alarmingly, the man didn't stop at just scaring them off and chased them all the way to their car. It remains a mystery who the man was or what his intentions were, but he could have been a homeless individual or a squatter who became infuriated by the disturbance caused by Tom and his friends, which ultimately led him to scare and chase after them. Fortunately, all four explorers successfully returned to the car without any harm.
I literally ate shit coming down that hall. Oh fuck, what the hell was that? Holy shit. I'm never going in there again.
This right here is a YouTuber named Derek Baker, who in October of 2019 uploaded a video titled Abandoned House Sent Me Running Scared on his channel BakerXDerek. His channel primarily consists of his adventures on his motorcycle all across the United States. In this particular video, Derek was riding his motorcycle on the highway in California when he noticed an abandoned house on a hill and decided to go inside. Upon entering, it was evident that the house was quite messed up, implying that someone had already been there. Just a few minutes after entering, things began to take a very creepy and disturbing turn.
Okay. Oh my god, this is creepy. Dude, this is fucking terrifying. Oh my god, look at the size of this bedroom. Dude, this is fucking scary. I need to make sure no one's in here. Like in those bedrooms. Oh my god. Dude. What a fucking house. Oh my gosh. Holy fucking shit, this is scary. Dude, this is how horror movies start.
If you look closely at the back of the bathroom, there seems to be a white spot that oddly looks like a face. Derek, however, doesn't realize this until he reviews the footage later. As he continues to explore the house, the situation becomes even more disturbing when he starts hearing voices.
Ooh. Fucking heebie-jeebies, dude. Dude, that dark room. I kept feeling something was gonna jump out at me. What's down here? Hello? Hello? Oh man, this is fucking... Dude, I think I hear somebody. I think I hear something.
Oh shit!
As Derek made his way downstairs to explore the basement, he suddenly heard a loud noise. Scared for his life, he ran for the exit but tripped and fell. He eventually got back on his motorcycle and escaped the place. Many viewers in Derek's video think the noise came from a homeless person trying to warn him to leave. While squatters don't always hide in the dark, they often use it to stay hidden when someone comes in unexpectedly. Sometimes, the sounds they make are a way to warn visitors to go away. If Derek had gone further, he might have been attacked by whoever was hiding in the darkness. Fortunately, Derek was able to escape the potentially dangerous situation just in time. As of the video's upload, he has not returned back to the house.